When I first moved here, I had like, I didn't really know what to expect. And like, I even bring it up sometimes, like, I go to Walmart and I'm like the only not white person there. And that's kind of hard for me because I've never been the only not white person anywhere. I've always
That's Elizabeth Ramos, a 21-year-old Mexican-American woman and Ohio Valley resident. She's one of seven panelists who spoke to 50 community members who turned up to hear the discussion. Panel moderator and community outreach and cultural diversity director at the YWCA, Ron Scott, is a lifelong West Virginian who has been dealing with experiences like Ramos's his entire life.
Because in my entire life, I'm 43, I've had two bosses that have been black. No one other than my mother and father, anyone that could make a decision that could affect my life has been white. Every boss, the first people to touch me when I was born were white. It's a society that I have had to acclimate myself to initially. Like as soon as I was born, I had to learn how to operate in a predominantly white world. And it's just something that any other cultures don't necessarily have to learn that skill to survive, but we have to.
According to the 2010 census, 93% of people in West Virginia are white. Panel member Chad Stradwick says panel discussions like this one can be the first step toward cultivating more inclusive communities.
Almost every person in this room is an ally, so I'm speaking to basically the choir right now. Like, there's nobody on the panel with a different talking point. There might not be people in the audience with different viewpoints. And it's like, those are the types of people we need to commune with, that we need to have relationship with, build relationship with, and break down those walls and barriers to show them that we're not that much different than them physically, but we have a vast different history than they do. It's never been up to the oppressed to stop oppression. It's always been up to the oppressor. And so it's like we need that. We need that conversation to happen. We need it bad.
While the panel really is a first step to opening doors to the oftentimes uncomfortable conversation about race relations, Scott hopes conversations like this can change the view of the, quote, Appalachian man.
The kind of definition of the Appalachian man, hillbilly, West Virginian, to be replaced by an idea that's more similar to like a Renaissance man, like a jack of all trades. If you're a black man, especially in this area, you know how to survive in almost any arena. Like, you should be able to hunt, fish, start a small business, rap.
Scott hopes to facilitate more community conversations in the Northern Panhandle in the future, including a discussion geared toward teaching children acceptance. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Corey Nollinger in Wheeling.